You can also email us at studio@kfmradio.com. But we are now moving local over to the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, where Social Democrats councillor Chris Pender joins me on the line. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for holding the line there.
Good morning, Hannah.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Chris, your first motion to the council is that the council provides a written update on the OR 416 between Athgarvan and Walshestown, particularly from Athgarvan into the Kildare Crash Centre. What exactly are you hoping this update will include?
So what I was looking for was kind of an update on resurfacing, cycling and pedestrian infrastructure, particularly a footpath. So it's been raised with me by a number of residents, both in the Walshestown area and the Athgarvan area, because it kind of crosses the two, that there's no safe way for them to walk into Athgarvan, and that there's either speeding or just individuals who aren't paying attention when people are walking along the verge. So I'm quite happy to say that KCC said they had met on site and that the future works would actually include pedestrian and cycling infrastructure and also resurfacing. So it's not often we get good news stories in terms of the council's responses to our questions and motions. So it is fantastic to see that it has been agreed now.
Absolutely.
I think we're probably looking at 2027 before it's done, but at least we know it is on the way to being done.
Of course. Good news then to start off this morning, Chris. Your next question to the council is also kind of about the traffic, like safety and calming measures, this time for the Rickardstown area.
Yeah, so in the Rickardstown area, listen, you've got a number of housing estates there, but more importantly, you have Skulmanay Village. It's a primary school right up at the top of the town. And unfortunately, I was rang by a number of parents not too long ago to ask me to go up to look at the traffic issues that are happening up there. And even while I was there, what I saw was a car nearly backing up and nearly hitting a child. So the MD office do have future plans for this space, and the plans, from my understanding, are going to be fantastic. It's going to have so many different pieces in relation to pedestrian crossings. It's going to have like a way to slow down traffic, all of these kind of things. But what I was looking for in relation to this was a temporary or an interim measure, particularly where the pedestrian exits are from the school. So at one point, you're walking out a gate and it's straight onto a grass verge. And unfortunately, cars are actually parking right on that corner, right in that verge. And we can talk about driver behaviour all we want. And listen, people should be more cognizant of how they're driving and the fact that they could injure or, in fact, kill somebody. But we also have to recognise that there are kids in this area. Sometimes kids don't pay attention. And unfortunately, as much as drivers should pay attention, they don't often pay attention either. So what I was looking for was perhaps even at that pinch point, at those areas where kids are initially not paying attention, would be that maybe some bollards could be installed along that corner. So at least there's that initial safe space. Now, I don't want a piecemeal approach to a plan for this space. All I wanted are temporary measures to be put in place just to protect the kids while we're awaiting the funding and while we're awaiting the full design of this space. Because like I said, from my understanding, the full redesign is going to be fantastic. But we're looking at that not happening until summer 2027. Because obviously we don't want it to happen during the school year. It would cause pure unadulterated chaos. But We need to do something to protect kids right on those corners, at least until we get the full piece done.
And are the council willing to put in some temporary measures? What was their response?
So I spoke to the area engineer and he said that it is something that he'll assess and it is something that he'll look at and that he'll come back to me as soon as he has decided what would be suitable for that space. So I'm really hoping that it will be a case that we'll see some temporary measures put in there, at least over the summer. Because we're almost at school closing time now at this point.
Yeah.
But I think those temporary measures need to be there for the duration of the next school year until the new measures are put in place, and then they can be removed easily enough, even if it's something as simple as temporary bollards or a temporary fence.
All right, Chris, your next question was a shared one between yourself and councillors Peggy O'Dwyer and Tracy O'Dwyer. This is about the Towns and Cities Regeneration Investment Fund. You're asking how the projects were selected, and an interesting question you wanted to know was why elected members were not consulted before submissions were finalised.
Yeah, so listen, I suppose one of the things that people in Newbridge are sick of, and to be honest, I think it's probably people across the county are sick of, is plans being published. And my concern when we were, originally informed of this was that we had no input into it whatsoever. And it's concerning because in many ways, councillors are the ones on the ground that see the projects that people want delivered, that see the projects that people want to push. So my concern when it came to the project that's being put forward specifically, which is the machinery area, key development area. Now, don't get me wrong, it needs to be done. But I wanted to know whether other projects had been considered. So we have the Newbridge Youth Centre there. And I was concerned as to why we were progressing a plan when we had something that was ready to go, even to planning stage, or the potential new municipal sporting facility out at the Greyhound Stadium. And again, there are other pieces there that need to be finalised on that one. Listen, the council did come back and say those projects aren't suitable for this fund. And that's absolutely fine. I get that. But it would have been nice to have some sort of engagement on which projects that we would have liked to have seen prioritised. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And I suppose, to be fair to the council, the funding opportunities and the funding schemes and the criteria for that funding is changing so often and so regularly, and it's so inconsistent in many ways that these projects, that they're putting forward projects that they believe are ready to go, that they believe will progress to the next stage. And I would hope the machinery yard would be one of those, obviously, because I know during the settlement plan process, it was one of the key sites that we had identified for the delivery of a potential pool for Newbridge, because it's town centre, it's smack bang in the middle of the town. And it's also a key site for the delivery of housing. It's in our ownership, which is really important because it means that it could actually progress quicker. But it's like you said, one of the key questions in this is why we weren't consulted. Now, the executive did come back and say they don't have to consult us. And I know they don't have to consult us. I completely get that. But considering we are the ones on the ground, we are the ones engaging, it would be nice to be able to work with the executive, work with the council to bring forward the future delivery of some of these. Now, the TCIF, or the Town Centre Investment Fund, is, I think it's the follow-on from the URDF, which is the Urban Regeneration Development Fund. And that's where a lot of the funding for the new library that we're going to have has come from. So we have been successful in these projects before. I would just like to see something more substantial, more concrete, and something that actually delivers a project, doesn't just plan a project, if that makes sense.
All right, that is Social Democrats councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Chris Pender, on those motions and questions raised at the latest Kildare Newbridge Municipal District. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking our call this morning. Do keep your messages coming in to us here on 0833 97 97 97 or call us on 045 898 999.